British Sky Broadcasting presents Dodgeball, a true underdog story. A 20th Century Fox production voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. A glossy parade of body beautiful women and muscle bound men working out in Globo Gym.
Tired of the same old you? Tired of being out of shape and out of luck with the opposite sex? Tired of being overweight and under-attractive?
Yeah!
Oh, hello. I'm White Goodman, owner, operator, and founder of Globo Gym America Corp. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be stuck with what you got. Hey, Rory, looking good. Here at Globo Gym, we understand that ugliness and fatness are genetic disorders, much like baldness or necrophilia. And it's only your fault if you don't hate yourself enough to do something about it. Ugh. And that's where we come in. Globo Gym employs a highly trained, quasi-cultural staff of personal alteration specialists. And with our competitively priced on-site cosmetic surgery, we can turn that Frankenstein you see in the mirror every morning into a Frankenfine. Of course, you'll still be you in a legal sense, but think of it as a thinner, more attractive, better you than you could ever become without us. How do I know? Well, I'm not only the founder of Globo Gym, I'm also a client. That's me, 6 years and 600 pounds ago, before I knew how much I hated myself. That all changed once I founded Globo Gym.
An overweight image of White Goodman from 1987 fills a domestic television screen. Opposite, a man lies sleeping on a couch. A terrier quietly enters the room.
That feels good. A tickle machine.
The dog sniffs at his crotch.
Crash, no. Crash out. Fast dog. No grundle.
He looks sleepily towards the television.
Because here at Globo Gym, we're better than you. And we know it.
Spare me.
He switches off the TV by remote and plays the first of his five answer phone messages.
Mr. LaFleur, this is Doris from the Department of Water and Power. We've been trying to reach you for some time now, but your phone was disconnected. I'm calling to inform you that we'll be shutting off your water and power at 5 p.m. today due to an 8-month overdue account. Thank you and have a nice day.
This is Seth from Videorama. The following DVDs are now overdue. Drunken Hussies 3, Backdoor Patrol 5, and Mona Lisa's Smile. Thank you.
Dodgeball, starring Vince Vaughn as Peter LaFleur, Ben Stiller as White Goodman, Christine Taylor as Kate Beach, and Rip Torn as Patches O'Houlihan. Peter climbs into his dirty, decrepit car and turns the key in the ignition.
Come on, baby, be there. Be there.
It's gonna be a good day. Proud of you.
The car limps to Average Joe's gym, pushed by three burly men. Across the road is trendy Globo Gym.
We're just around the corner. My gym's right here. I promise. We're almost there. Here we go. You guys are lifesavers. Appreciate the effort. Don't pull a hammy over it. Perfect.
Inside Average Joe's, a trainer swipes a Globo leaflet from an overweight client.
Give me that garbage. Shouldn't you be on the treadmill?
Buenos dias, O.
Hey, Peter.
How's my little tax shelter this morning?
Everything's ship-shape.
Don't hold out on me. What's happening?
Oh. It's just, I'm trying this new voicemail dating thing, you know?
Right.
And, like, no one's even left me a message, and it's been almost 2 months.
Well, keep your chin up. There's someone out there for everybody.
You think?
Absolutely. You know, in some cases, there's two somebodies for one person.
I like to call that the jackpot. See you later, dater.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey, buddy. I'm really wailing on my glutes this morning.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I'm going to shock the biceps later, finish up with some cardio. You know, change it up. Keep the body guessing.
It's always been my approach. I like to keep my body guessing.
Sure, that's right. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
Amateur curling championships on ESPN.
I had no idea.
Wow, you missed a doozy. Really great stuff.
Yeah, I feel dumb for asking this, but how do you hear about these things?
Huh? OSQ, Obscure Sports Quarterly.
Of course, the OSQ.
Started reading it in college, you know, for the chicks.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
Love the orange and love the headphones.
Thank you very much.
Okay, when I come back, I want to see you on a different machine.
You got it, buddy.
a young man entangled in the cables of a weight machine.
You need a spot?
No, I'm cool, Pete. Hey.
Okay, come on. Let's get this out of here. You okay? Like a human Chinese puzzle. Here. We're not going to get hurt.
Thanks, Pete.
What are you doing with all that weight anyway? It's dangerous.
Well, it'll be worth it when I make the cheerleading squad this time. Prove to Amber and everyone else that I'm not a loser.
Okay, hang on a second. You want to become a cheerleader to prove to a girl that you are not a loser?
Yeah. What?
Nothing, just high school's changed a little bit since I was a kid.
Plus, all anyone ever remembers is what happened at last year's tryouts. The laughing stock of the school.
I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. What happened at last year's tryouts?
Justin Redmond, ready and super psyched. Hey, Amber.
Hi, Justin. Good luck.
Good luck to you, making like your judgments.
And from the girls' line, we need girl number 00, Martha Johnstone.
An overexcited obese girl runs up to join him.
Toss to hands, liberty, cradle out, okay?
I'm not wearing any panties.
Oh. Ready? One, two.
He lifts her up above his head.
Liberty, ready?
As she stands suspended above him on his hands, he looks up, loses his composure, and she comes crashing down on top of him, his head wedged between her ample legs. As the others rush in to see, Justin fights for breath under her sumo-like frame. Finally, she's lifted away, and Justin gulps desperately for air.
Wow.
That's the worst.
Look, Justin, don't worry so much about this Amber situation. It'll all work itself out in the end.
Thanks, Pete.
You'll laugh at this one day. I'm laughing already. Go at your own pace. That's what it's there for.
A pirate pins Peter against a wall.
Ow. Who goes there?
It's me. It's Peter.
All right, Peter.
Yeah.
Oh.
He sheathes a large knife.
Tis about the matter of payment for me membership. Steve be a touch short this month.
Well, that's all right, Steve. Just pay me when you get the money.
The dread pirate Steve be in no man's debt. I'll make a barter with you, true's in our star.
Right.
In exchange for your kindness, I'll be splitting me buried treasure with you. Once I find it, that be.
That's not going to be necessary. I'm flattered by the gesture, but honestly, just, you know, a couple bucks here and there, I think we'll be fine.
Thanks, Peter. I'll be on the stairmaster.
Okay, Steve. Next time, maybe just say hello. That's all. Okay.
An attractive young woman dressed in a suit waits in Peter's office.
Hello.
Oh.
It's actually not my birthday till next month, but terrific.
I am so sorry. Hi, I'm Catherine Veach with Hawthorne Stone.
Oh.
Your bank?
Right, my bank. Well, you are very attractive for a banker.
Thank you, I'm not a banker, I'm a lawyer.
Really? And what kind of law are you involved in, Pretty Eyes?
Sexual harassment, mostly. But I also handle real estate and tax law, which is why I'm here.
Hang on a second. You're saying this place here is in default?
No, you're in foreclosure. You were in default during the 6 months we sent you delinquency notices.
I thought that those were just warnings.
They were warnings.
Well, no one warned me. So what happens now? I just pretty much make my payments out to somebody else.
It means you have 30 days to pay off the balance of your mortgage or you lose your gym.
Perfect. What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay. You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
Mr. LaFleur, I can assure you this is a very serious situation.
Yeah. No, this is extremely serious, Mrs. Veach.
It's Ms. I'm going to need to review all of your financial statements and assess any tax liabilities there may be.
Absolutely. I don't know how you say Ms. for a Mr., because it's just Mr., but if there was a Ms., Mr., I'm a Ms. as well.
You do keep financial records, don't you? Invoices, revenue reports, taxable income.
You kidding me? I got a whole closet full.
Here.
Yeah. Call them keepers.
A loose bundle of papers tumbles from a stack in a cupboard.
Problem is, I've never really filed them.
No kidding.
Just out of curiosity, who would want to buy this place anyway?
Get off me, squeeze.
White Goodman shoulders a lifting weight.
One more bitch!
White celebrates with his trainer with some high fives and a chest bounce.
Involuntary spasm! Look at the show! Enjoy the show!
Peter.
It's a bad time. I could always come back. Looks like some real dude sweat going on.
Add 3 pounds to the scales in the women's locker room before you go home.
Yes, sir.
Refreshment? I've got protein paste, carb laxative. Oh, suffocated kumquat, perhaps.
No, thank you. I'm actually trying to cut down on those. Oh. But they're good. They are good.
You know what you mean? Walk with me.
Shutting the door in Peter's face.
Hey, Brianna. Hey, cellulite seminar tomorrow, 0600.
Nice job, Susie. You call that a sit-up? Don't slack, Trevor. I'm watching you. There's a good energy in the gym.
Let me guess why you're here, Pete. You're here because I bought out the second mortgage on your gym. You've got 30 days to make $50,000, or your gym becomes my gym.
Look, White, I know that we've had our differences in the past.
Differences? Is that what you call sleeping with three of my female trainers?
It was one night.
Or how about that strippogram you sent me for the Globo Gym one-year anniversary?
Stripper was meant to be congratulatory.
It was also a man.
Look, let's not get hung up on details here, okay? Look, we're both professionals.
Oh, really? Professionals? Really? Last I heard, my gym makes money. Yours doesn't. My gym's worth over $4 million. Your gym isn't worth four. I have shareholders. You haven't even got cup holders.
Why would I want cup holders?
The point is, Globo Gym is a beacon of human physical perfection, a benchmark in the fitness community. Your gym is a skid mark on the underpants of society. See, Peter, I wasn't born expecting the world to do me any favors. I earned this body, and I built this temple out of nothing more than a little can-do attitude and some elbow grease. And yes, a large inheritance from my father, Earl Goodman. So if I choose to level average Joe's to build a new auxiliary parking structure for my members, so be it. There's nothing you can do about it. In 30 days, I'll be bulldozing that shit heap you call a gym into permanent nothingness. And I can only hope that you and the mongrel race that comprise your membership are inside it when I do. Show Mr. LaFleur out. Turn it up high, Reggie.
A sunbed.
I want to burn.
A gathering in Peter's office.
So that's the deal. We got 30 days to raise $50,000, or average shows is history. And I got 10 minutes, I'll open it up to some Q&A. Oh, you don't have to raise your hands. It's more of an open form, but yeah, okay. Owen, kick us off.
Yes, Peter. And I'm just spitballing here, but why don't we pay it off in Canadian dollars and save ourselves some money?
All right, just so you know, if that's a route that you're interested in traveling, it's 50,000 American, it would be 70,000, roughly, Canadian dollars.
How are we going to come up with $120,000?
Owen, no. You don't add them together. And technically, Peter, I'm sorry to say this, but it's more like $73,313.
Well, it doesn't matter. We can't come up with $50,000. We're screwed.
Car. It seems to me an insurmountable amount of money.
No, it's not insurmountable. Come on. You can't just sit back like Global Gym take us over. Average Joe's is too important.
Gordon, where do you go when your wife changes the locks?
Average Joe's.
Right. Dwight, Owen, what are you guys going to do if Joe's goes under? Work at the airport again?
Say, well, I ain't working no airport again.
No, because you hated it. And Steve, what do you go to do whatever it is that you do?
Gar, Joe's be the only place for Steve.
Gar, you're right. Do you see? And I'll tell you, there's no way I can go back to working out of my high school. They laugh at me there, lock me in lockers, make me clay. But not here, not at Joe's. I need this place. You guys need this place. Come on.
I got it. I know how we can raise the money.
How?
Car wash.
Suntan beach babes lather rows of waiting cars and rub the windows clean with their bikinied breasts. Across the street, average Joes look on in redundant disbelief.
I mean, what are the chances? Same day, right across the street?
Happens to be a very competitive marketplace, Owen.
Well, I said we should have waxed our bikini lines, but did anyone listen to me? Looks like he's smuggling Velcro down there.
That ain't right. High and tight, though. Okay?
Okay.
High and tight. Mm-hmm. Let's not start finger-pointing at people here. Come on, the girls beat us fair and square. Now, I, for one, am going to be a gentleman about it. Go over there and congratulate each and every one of them personally. Hi, Purple.
Guys, not to be a naysayer or anything, but the only customer we've had is that weird guy who keeps paying Justin to wash his truck.
A bearded hick fingers his belly as he watches Justin sponge the wheels of his monster truck on all fours.
That's it, boy. Get in there nice and deep, lad.
Yeah, that's not good.
God, this sucks.
The guys return to Average Joe's gym. Justin screams as he sees White Goodman in front of him.
Relax, Justin.
It's just a cutout.
The cutout speaks.
At Globo Gym, we're better than you, and we know it. Sign up now. Do you smell that fitness? I do. Rock it and shock it, baby. You gotta burn it to earn it.
What's in the envelope?
Free 30-day trial memberships to Globo Gym.
Cool. It's a joke, Owen. He sent it to us as an insult.
Maybe we could sell them for cash, because the car wash actually cost us money.
Wait, so we're further away from saving this place?
Right, so we're never going to raise enough money.
This blows.
Guys, I know this is tough to take, but if an impromptu car wash doesn't raise us the $50,000 we need to save this place, then I guess it just isn't in the cards. But trust me here. If there was any way in the world we could raise $50,000 in 30 days short of robbing a bank, I'd do it.
We could sell blood and semen.
Car.
What? Not mixed together.
Look, guys, I love the enthusiasm. I love the energy here. But we're looking at this thing here the wrong way. But let's start to celebrate the good times that was Joe's. I mean, we gotta start looking at this Irish wake style.
Beer spurts into Justin's face.
Let me be the first to say goodbye to Average Joe's. We gave it a hell of a run, guys. Now let's try to have some fun. I'm gonna go put on the thong song and we'll tear this place apart.
Wait, Peter. We could play dodgeball.
That's very nice, Gordon, but I just think everyone's tired. I really don't think playing the game's gonna help.
No, we can play dodgeball. There's a tournament in Las Vegas. I feel so dumb I didn't think about it before. I read about the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open every single year in Obscure Sports Quarterly.
Of course. I mean, that's a very, very common, totally common thing.
Yeah, and the best part, it's open to any team that wins a regional qualifying match.
How the hell is dodgeball gonna get us the $50,000 we need to save this place?
Because they have a cash prize for the first place winner.
How much?
$50,000.
Guys, we are not going to get $50,000 for playing dodgeball.
Why not?
Because, first of all, none of us even know how to play dodgeball.
I do. Yeah, we played it in PE last year. They showed us this film about it and everything.
Can you get your hands on that film?
Sure, I guess.
Guys, can we please try to be serious here for just one second?
You said anything we could do to raise the money, right? Well, this is that anything. This is it right here. Come on, guys, show of hands. Who wants to play dodgeball? Come on.
All except Peter raised their arm.
You guys have me at blood and semen. Come here.
White slavers over a donut.
You want it, don't you, fat boy? You want that donut? Go ahead and have a bite. Just a little bite. One little bite won't hurt you.
Alligator clips carry electric shock to his nipples.
Oh, mama.
Sir, Catherine Beach is here to see you.
Give me 30 seconds and send her in.
Yes, sir.
White pumps up an inflatable codpiece in his shorts. Quickly grabs a copy of the dictionary and scuttles up the stairs as Kate is being shown into his open-plan office.
Thank you.
White casually saunters back down the stairs with a book.
Oh, hello, Catherine. Good to see you. I didn't know you were dropping by.
You asked me to come over.
Did I?
Are you reading the dictionary?
Oh, you caught me. I like to break a mental sweat, too. Grab a chair. So, I trust everything's going swimmingly with our acquisition of Average Joe's?
So far, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to do over there, so I should probably get back. That is a really interesting painting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's me taking the bull by the horns. That's how I handle my business. It's a metaphor.
I get it.
But that actually happened, though. Anyway, we're a pretty tight-knit tribe here, but there's always room for one more squaw. So please, whatever you do, don't think of me as your boss.
Oh, I don't.
You know, I just don't want to get into a formal thing here. I'm white, you know? I'm white. W-H-I-T. E.
Well, thanks, Mr. Goodman, but I'm contracted by the bank. I mean, they just assigned me to your account, that's all.
Right, well, you work for the bank. Bank works for me, so, ipso facto, I'm your boss. Point is, I would love to see that pretty little bone structure of yours around here some more. I mean, there's no reason we need to be shackled by the strictures of the employee-employer relationship. Unless, of course, you're into that sort of thing. In which case, I got some shackles in the back. I'm just kidding. But seriously, I've got them.
I'm just doing my job, Mr. Goodman. In fact,
I actually prefer it over there.
Really? You like it with those freaks over there in Loser Town, huh?
Freaks? They're not freaks. They're people, just like you and me.
People? People just like you and me. Oh, man. That is what I love about you, Kate. You've got a personality. Ah, oh, that is rich. A real sauciness that I find extremely attractive. We should mate.
What?
Date. I said we should date sometime, you know, socially. Go out and kick it. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, you know, in some cultures, they only eat vomit. I've never been there, but I read about it in a book.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goodman. I don't take clients.
I get it. Don't crap where you eat. I understand. Michelle, please escort Miss Veach out. Oh, and Catherine, make sure my acquisition of that gym goes smoothly. They're up to something over there. I can smell it.
White deflates his codpiece. Meanwhile, at Average Joe's...
Uber American Instructional Films, teaching America's youth since 1938.
An old-style black-and-white information film showing a young boy painting a picket fence.
Hey there, Timmy!
Holy mackerel, mister! You scare the jeepers out of me!
How would you like to take a break from that fine lead-based paint and learn about dodgeball?
Boy, would I! Wow. Where am I, mister?
You're in a Chinese opium den, Timmy. This is where the sport of dodgeball was invented in the 15th century by opium-addicted Chinamen. But back then, the Chinamen threw severed human heads at each other instead of the ADAA-approved balls we use today.
Choking on an opium pipe.
ADAA?
That's the American Dodgeball Association of America. Dodgeball is played with six players on each team and six rubber balls. The object of the game is to eliminate the opposing players. Once all the players on one team are eliminated, the opposing team wins.
Wow, I can't wait to get the fellas together and play.
Whoa. Hang on a second there, sport.
Patches O'Houlihan!
That's right, Timmy. Patches O'Houlihan, seven-time ADAA All-Star, is here to take you the rest of the way.
Jeepers, really?
You betcha, champ. If you catch a ball that's thrown at you before it hits the ground, then the player who threw that ball is out, not you. Plus, another player from your team gets to come back into the game. It's a two-player swing.
Gee, thanks, Patches. I can't wait to start my own team at school.
Attaboy, Tiger. But remember, dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So, when you're picking players in gym class, remember to pick the bigger, stronger kids for your team. That way, you can all gang up on the weaker ones, like Winston here.
Timmy smacks a ball into a scrawny boy who falls to the floor.
Nice one, son. You'll be an all-star yet. Just remember the five D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Till next time, this is Patches O'Houlihan saying take care of your balls. They'll take care of you.
Okay, guys. Any questions? Great. And just for your information, I signed us up for the sub-regional qualifier tomorrow at the Waldorf Rec Center.
But we haven't even practiced yet.
Well, we have to qualify for the Vegas Open, and tomorrow's regional's our last chance.
All right, everyone just relax. I've always found the best way to learn a sport is by playing it anyway. If anyone needs me, I'll be in my office doing Mad Libs.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Appreciate that a lot. Okay, I think everybody knows...
Peter to Kate.
Don't you have an office of your own?
Yes, I do have an office of my own. I have a very nice office with a view and air conditioning.
Rub it in.
What I don't have in my office is a closet overflowing with 30 years of financial transactions devoid of any discernible filing system known to man.
Hard to believe I only got a semester of junior college under my belt.
For instance, do you realize you haven't collected any membership fees in 13 months? I'm curious, is it strictly apathy, or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed. And I gotta tell you, it feels phenomenal.
Well, I guess that makes sense in a really sad way.
Sad? You want to know what's sad? Six grown men playing dodgeball.
Okay, since I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and probably do some abs, going to shock it up, going to let it go. You know, I like to work out all the time for this kind of sporting event. You know, I got to stretch it out, got to be limber and loose. That's the only...
White and Michelle spy on Average Joe through a secret camera in the cutout.
Dodgeball, eh? Well, if Peter LaFleur thinks a few red rubber balls can save his sorry gym, well, he's in for quite a surprise.
The team waits for Peter at a rundown sports hall, a poster reads dodgeball tournament, regional qualifying match.
Sorry I'm late, guys.
Hey,
Peter.
Thank you.
Bad morning, boss?
They usually follow good nights, Dwight.
Hey, Gord, your family's here.
Huh? Where?
Right over there.
Great. She knows I don't like it when she watches me. I get all nervous.
Kids take after you, Gord.
Yeah, well, she's our stepmother. I remarried 3 years ago. You know, one of those internet mail order things.
How's that working out for you?
Really great. Really great. Hey, honey.
She signs an L.
L for love. Good times.
L for love? That doesn't mean love.
No, that's everything. People have different translations for different things, and that's a special bond that you have with your mail order wife. I think that's nice.
Thank you. It's fine.
How many teams are in this qualifier?
Two.
So all we have to do is beat this team and we're in the Vegas Open, right?
Yeah. That seems pretty simple.
Who's the other team?
I have it right here. Just a sec. Troop 417.
Great. We're playing Boy Scouts.
Not quite.
Six girls with cutesy bunches and scout uniforms mosey with attitude into the hall and spit on the floor.
Bollocks.
The two teams line up opposite each other.
Troop 417, ready. Average Joe's ready. Set. Dodgeball.
Kate looks on as the two teams scramble towards the balls on the center line. Justin slides along the polished wooden floor on his stomach and manages to grab one. Most of the others are lost to the Girl Scouts. The mail order wife laughs sadistically from the spectator stand when Gordon is pelted by a hail of balls. Justin is thwacked repeatedly to the floor and leaves the court. Dwight and Steve the Pirate soon follow him to the benches until only Peter is left. Peter deflects a shot with his ball, then pelts one of the girls in the stomach. She drops to the floor in mock agony.
I'm really sorry, Heather. Are you all right?
Why would you hit a girl? Why?
I am so sorry. Are you okay?
A ball hits Peter smack in the face.
Winner! Troop 417!
You're adopted. Your parents don't even love you.
The award ceremony.
And now, without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to award the
first...
The official has handed a note.
I'm sorry, we have a bit of a problem here. Unfortunately for Troop 417, during the ADAA-required random drug screening, one of your players' urine tested positive for three separate types of anabolic steroids and a low-grade beaver tranquilizer. I'm afraid, by rule, your team must be disqualified.
God damn you, Bernice!
By the power vested in me, I declare the winner of this year's Dodgeball Regional Qualifying Tournament and Grammar Jamboree to be... Average Joe's Gym.
Later that evening, the team celebrates with Kate at a club called the Dirty Sanchez.
All I'm saying to you, Kate, is that you can admit the real reason why you showed up today. It's okay.
Like I said, I was in the neighborhood, and I just thought you guys could probably use a cheering section.
Kate, if you want to join the team, all you have to do is ask.
Thank you, Peter. I don't.
Then it's obvious that you dig me. You're hooked on LaFleur.
Oh, God.
I've been through this many times. I'm sorry. You can't stay away from me. I'm so stupid.
All right, no, I'll admit that in spite of yourself, you have brief moments. You're not completely...
White Goodman.
What? Well, I'm not completely what?
Pathetic.
Oh, hey, White. I didn't think that Nazi camp got out until 8. Did you decide to skip arts and crafts?
Yes, I did.
Oh, hello, Kate. I wasn't aware I was paying you to socialize.
You're not. I'm off the clock.
Well, isn't that convenient for you? And the clock.
I just thought I'd drop by and congratulate you on your victory by disqualification today and introduce you to the team that will be winning the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open. My team. Allow me the pleasure of introducing you to Blade, Laser, Blazer. I believe you've met my fitness consigliere, Michelle.
We met.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Our last player. Meet Fran Stalinaskovich Davidovitsky.
A severe-looking Eastern Bloc woman in a red tracksuit with Princess Leia hair, shark's teeth, and wild eyebrows. Owen gapes in love-struck wonder.
In her home country of Romanovia, dodgeball is the national sport. And her nuclear power plant's team won the championship 5 years running. Which makes her the deadliest woman on Earth with a dodgeball. Ball me, Blazer. Show them, Fran.
Fran's shot knocks a man unconscious.
And that's just her changeup. End of demo. We are the Globo Gym Purple Cobras. And we will rock you.
That guy might really be dead.
Wait a minute. How can you be entered in the Las Vegas Open? You didn't even win a regional qualifying match.
Oh, my God. We never even won a regional qualifying match.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. The dodgeball chancellor's an extremely personal friend of mine. And I helped him shed some unwanted poundage before beach season. So you can close your little rule book on that one, Poindexter.
Look, White, we didn't come here to rumble, all right? We came here to celebrate as a team. So if you don't mind, there's plenty of bar here for you and the Lobonauts.
Team? What team?
Your best player thinks he's a pirate.
Hey! That's it!
Whoa. Okay, first of all, he is way more of a pirate than you will ever be. And secondly, we don't know who our best player is yet. We've only had one game. It could be any one of us at this point.
That's great. Go ahead, make your jokes, Mr. Jokey. Joke maker. But let me hit you with some knowledge. You should quit now and save yourself the embarrassment of losing with these losers in Las Vegas, Lafleur.
Alliteration aside, I think I'll take my chances in the tournament.
Yeah, you will take your chances.
I know. I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché. Me and my squad are gonna split. But we'll see you at the tournament. Oh, and Lafleur, best bring your bib, because it's going to get messy.
White knocks over a waitress and her full tray onto the average Joe's.
Are you all right? You okay?
Let's bounce. Cobras.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's just get ourselves cleaned up and head on home, all right?
In the parking lot, an old man in a wheelchair powers up to Peter by his car.
Hey, you. That was the worst damn display of dodgeball I've seen in 40 years.
You want to have dodgeball victory, you got to grab it by its haunches and you got to pump it into submission. That's the only way.
Okay, crazy guy. I'm going to go home now.
I ain't crazy and I ain't a guy. The name's Patches O'Houlihan. I'm your new coach.
Patches O'Houlihan? The guy from the dodgeball film?
Yeah, he said he wants to coach us.
And you said yes.
Look, I figured having the steady hand of a seasoned dodgeball coach could only benefit us, Dwight.
All right. But he's not weird or anything, is he?
No, he's totally normal.
Patches makes a dramatic entrance into the practice room, wearing an old leather fly jacket, a white silk scarf, and shoulder-length hair.
I love the smell of queef in the morning.
I mean, you know, normal for us.
Line up, ladies!
What do you mean, line up?
No!
What?
If you're gonna learn to be true dodgeballers, then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Justin.
Quibby, go ahead.
Me or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for.
Patches empties a sack full of wrenches onto a nearby cabinet.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
He throws a wrench smack into Justin's head. Justin writhes on the floor as the rest of the team look on in dumb disbelief.
Any other questions?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, Patches. Oh. Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Okay.
And if you're going to lead this squad to the floor, you've got to learn to do the dance in the dark. Yeah, put that on. All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
There you go.
I've got 3 weeks to whip you suck-ass later junkies into shape. Come on! I get better runs in my shorts. Catch a ball, one of their guys goes out. One of our guys comes back in. That's the way you hurdle. That's the way you win. Let's go, a little hustle here!
Patches flings balls at the team with a machine. Peter catches one. Justin is hit every time.
Come on! Only 19 miles to go.
Steve and Dwight start to catch balls as well.
Oh, attaboy!
But not Justin.
Good luck to you, Gordon. I want you to remember now that it's 90% metal.
If you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
Gordon tries to run across a busy road, dodging between the heavy traffic. Just as he nears his goal, a car runs him over.
Have fun! I'm okay!
Okay,
have
fun!
Another car hits him. Patches lobs a wrench at Dwight.
Ow, man!
Wake up, Smithy!
Justin is still being hit by every ball.
Holy hell, son, you're about as useful as a cock-flavored lollipop. Quick feet! Fast hands! Catch it and throw! Pick up the pace! All right, what a bunch of females! Jesus! Give me that!
Patches to Gordon.
You couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat. Where's your killer instinct, son? You gotta get angry! You gotta get mean! That's the only way you can play!
Well, I guess I'm not really an angry person.
Smacking him in the crotch.
Are you angry now?
Breathe it out, John.
Come on, let's get going here.
I'm okay.
The ball rolls across the floor to be stopped by Kate's foot. She picks it up and weighs the ball expertly in her hand.
Will help?
Kate powers the ball through the air, ripping the head off White Goodman's cutout.
What? 8 years of softball.
Man, she gotta be a lesbian.
She is not a lesbian.
All I know is that dyke can play.
Across the road, Michelle rewinds spy camera footage of Kate's deadly throw and prints off a video still.
Come on, come on.
Please.
Yeah, we need you. You're really good.
Yeah, Owen will be team manager if you play.
I will?
Shut up.
Look, guys, I find White Goodman creepy just like you do, but...
Yeah, all the more reason for you to join us.
Come on, Kate. Time to put your mouth where our balls are.
Sorry, I can't. I'm under contract. It would be a conflict of interest.
Suit yourself.
All right, guys, you heard Billie Jean King. No crying in the breast milk. We got plenty of work to do. Let's go.
White watches a DVD while stuffing pizza down his shorts.
Punch the pizza dough down, and it's time to sauce it up. Oh, boy, is my mouth watering. You're going to want to put a big dollop of that tangy red dead center on the dough, then use the cheese to shove it to the edge.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, I think you should take a look at...
Whoa!
Stop! What?
What have I said about knocking? Always knock.
Whoa! Sorry, sir.
Now, what is so important that you need to interrupt me during my private reflection period?
These.
Surveillance photos of Kate and the team.
They're getting better.
Yes, I can see that, Michelle.
I'm through playing games. It's time to end the square dance once and for all.
What about the girl? She can throw.
Well, I'll simply have to woo Kate a bit sooner than nature intended. But rest assured, Michelle, there's no resisting when White Goodman puts on his shiny shoes.
White moses up Kate's garden path in a white leather Elvis suit and shiny shoes, plucks a flower from one of her pots, pulls at his macho collar, and coolly knocks on her door.
Who is it? It's White! Surprise!
White! What are you doing here? How do you, know where I live?
It's called the Freedom of Information Act, Kate. The hippies finally got something right. Just kidding, but not really. Hey, I got some great news. Sit down.
They sit on a porch bench.
What is it?
You're fired.
I'm what?
You're fired. I called up the bank and told them that you were stealing and drinking on the job. And they bought it. Can you believe it? They signed some other Johnny Pencil Pusher to my account.
Why would you do that?
I'm here to begin my courtship with you, Kate.
You fired me so I'd date you?
Yeah.
You are a crazy little man.
Come on, Kate. I know you've been hiding some feelings for me.
Oh, yeah. Nausea. If you don't get off my porch in 2 seconds, you're gonna know exactly how that feels.
Woo-hoo! You like the freaky stuff, huh? That's cool. Well, I can be naughty, too. Real freaky naughty.
Ooh, you a naughty freak?
You need some help leaving, White?
This doesn't concern you, LeFleur.
Not nearly as much as your hair does, that's for sure. But, I believe she asked you to leave.
I get it. You caught the scent of a lesser stag in your nostrils. Pity. I'll let you have your little moment, LeFleur. Because after this tournament, your gym, your life, and your gal are gonna be mine. All mine. To be continued.
Ah! Oh! You don't get to touch me. Ever.
Okay, Romeo. Let me help you up.
Get off of me! Don't you touch me!
Kate's blow has cut White's lip.
It is over between us, Kate. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Michelle burns up to the gate on a moped. White jumps on the back like a cowboy, gives Peter and Kate the finger, then rides away.
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
Yeah.
Do I smell cookies?
Hey.
Dear Barbara.
Kate's house is jam-packed with wistful pictures and cutesy figurines of endless girly unicorns.
I like unicorns.
Wow. Look, I know you said no to joining the team, but I'd like you to reconsider as a personal favor to me.
Look, Peter,
look, before you answer, I think it's important for you to know that you'd have your own changing room.
Really?
Sort of.
Mm.
Oh, and there's also this.
Oh, okay, what's this?
I overdid.
Oh, look at you. 2 expired movie passes and a coupon for 1 free back rub from Peter LeFleur.
Play your cards right, that could turn into a full body.
Okay, will you just stop, please? I don't want your perk package. I don't want your back rub. I just want to see the look on White Goodman's face when we win that tournament.
You're in?
I'm in.
Flashing street neons open a sporting media montage.
Las Vegas, a city built upon sand, broken dreams, and $5 lobster. A city where you can get a happy ending, but only if you pay a little extra. A city home to a sporting event greater than the World Cup, World Series, and World War II combined. Live from Las Vegas, it's the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open here on ESPN 8, The Ocho, bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this year's annual Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open, brought to you exclusively here on ESPN 8, The Ocho. We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas University Learning Annex. My name is Cotton McKnight. And with me, as always, is my partner in crime, Pepper Brooks. Pep.
Yeah, Cotton. Hey, everybody, 32 teams in play. That means
4 wins is gonna get you in the final match, with that 5th win getting you the 50K that everyone's chasing. Cotton!
Well, there's an electricity in the air, folks. A palpable hue of anticipation. Immortality, 5 simple victories away. They've come from all over the globe, from Kathmandu to Timbuktu and all points in between, to compete in the one true human test, dodgeball.
In the changing rooms, 2 black rappers in furry white hats jive past a severe-looking German team that swear allegiance to a signed picture of David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff!
Next to them, a team of sumo-clad Japanese with kamikaze headbands thwack each other on the stomach as average Joes look on in numb amusement. Owen arrives with a box.
Hey,
what's in the box?
Guys, I figured a real dodgeball team needs real dodgeball uniforms. And so I threw out those old ratty ones and designed these myself.
All right! Now we got our thing going on. Maybe we start smacking each other.
I hope everything fits.
S&M leather and chains.
Wait.
Nice.
This isn't right. This isn't what I ordered.
A gimp bewails lost leather.
Sis.
What the hell is that? This is screwed up.
This is great. What are you supposed to do now?
Don't worry. We'll play in what we've got on,
no,
right?
No, we can't. ADAA rules require we wear matching uniforms.
Well, I don't think they require assless chaps, okay?
All right, look, everyone, can we calm down here for a second? Listen, we're gonna have plenty of time to find other uniforms before we have to play.
Ladies, we gotta get on the corner. We're gonna forfeit the game. Come on, let's go. Let's see some movement. Chop, chop. I don't see any movement. Let's go.
A scantily clad troop of shapely dancing girls strut their stuff before a drooling crowd.
How about those dodgeball dancers, folks?
That is some good, clean family fun there, eh, Cot?
Right you are. Here comes Germany's Team Blitzkrieg. The reigning European champ hopes to extend their empire here on American soil. Appeasement be damned.
And here comes the relatively unknown challengers, a regional qualifying team, Average Joe's Gymnasium.
Stunned silence greets the leather-bound figures of Average Joe's as they emerge onto court through swirling mist. A mother shields her daughter's eyes.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
That's rad.
Hey, asshole! You guys suck!
Thank you. Nice to be in Vegas. Hi. We're all here, and we are ready to play.
The referee decides.
Okay. And we'll get our first glimpse of the Average Joe squad sporting some unwieldy uniforms.
I feel like I'm watching a Cher video, Cotton.
Average Joe's ready.
Yar!
Blitzkrieg ready.
Dodgeball!
And we're underway. Average Joe's versus the heavily favored German team. Of course, S&M gear first made popular by the lyric poet Sappho from the island of Lesbos.
Clean it! You're out!
Leather and latex belong in the bedroom, not on the dodgeball court, Cotton.
Where's that training? Dodge, duck, dip, dodge, dodge!
Oh, Captain Peter LaFleur gets eliminated, and Coach Ahulahan is not happy.
Sweet God! Yeah!
Steve bumps into Dwight, falls to the floor, both are hit by balls and are out.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this Average Joe's team doesn't look up to snuff.
Midline infraction! You stepped over the line, you're out!
Whoa, Dandy, Average Joe's catches a break there. But the Germans still dominating this Maginot line-like defense.
Ooh, good toss by the submissive out there.
Just 2 players left for Joe. Oh, check that. Make it 1. Looks like Average Joe's might be hitting home early. It's all up to the only player without a Y chromosome, Kate Beach. Oh, what a throw.
Hold your phone. She's got a cannon.
You're the only man out there. Give it to him, baby.
The Germans have a 2-1 advantage. Oh, great catch. And Peter LaFleur is back in the game. How about that? It's a 2-on-1 switcheroo. And now Joe's has the upper hand. Great deflection.
Take it to him.
He's ballless now.
He doesn't have any balls, Cotton.
2 strikes.
Winner! Average Joe! My sweet dick, it's magic! Hey, all right!
Oh, my, the Germans losing in the first round, and Average Joe's wins in a shocking upset.
I feel shocked.
Hasselhoff berates his team. You're all swine. You've brought shame on your houses. He smashes his hallowed photo on the ground. Meanwhile, the jubilant average Joes are met off-court by a band of disgruntled S&Mers in dodgeball shirts.
You must be Daddy.
Average Joes has shocked the dodgeball pundits and made it to tomorrow's round, where we'll separate the wheat from the chaff, the men from the boys, and the awkwardly feminine from the possibly Canadian. So don't go anywhere, folks. It's just getting exciting.
White bumps into a spectator and slaps the drink out of his hand.
What the hell? That guy's a dickhead.
Peter meets Patches in the locker room.
You want to see me, Patches?
You did good out there, real good. You're a natural leader, LeFleur. Those men and that muff diver in there believe in you.
It's not a muff diver,
Hey, that's for you.
His silk white scarf.
I can't accept this, Patches.
You're a hell of a player, Peter. You earned it. I've got some hookers in my room. What do you say we go celebrate my treat?
No, thanks. I think I'll just stick with the scarf here, but thank you, though.
Suit yourself, queer.
Patches turns his electric chair in mock disgust. Later, Justin bumps into a familiar cheerleader in the lobby of the Monte Carlo Hotel.
Jeez Louise, what are you doing here?
We're here for the National Cheerleading Championships.
Oh, yeah, no doy, the NCCs, that's so awesome.
Yeah, we're in the finals tomorrow. What are you doing here?
I'm in the dodgeball tournament. Yeah, these are my teammates, Dwight, Miss Veach, and, Gordon. Yeah, this is Amber, so...
Come on, babe, I want to ride the roller coaster.
Hey, Derek. Sweet dude, man.
Get bent, helmet. Let's go, Amber.
It was nice to see you. Hey, good luck tomorrow.
And also you, look healthy. Good. What?
Don't worry about that guy, Justin. He's a total jerk.
Yeah, he'll probably fall off the roller coaster and break every bone in his body.
Nice, Dwight.
Well, I'm just saying it happens. My cousin Ray Ray, boop, dead.
Thanks,
man. Day two, Salacious 16 patches to the team.
Let's huddle up here. We got some work to do. We got lucky in the first round. We caught those dirty crowd snapping, but that ain't gonna happen again. So blow out the horse hockey and remember what I taught you. Blockers in the center, funneling, aim low, and will someone catch a goddamn ball? It's like watching a bunch of retards trying to fuck a doorknob out there. Get it together! Let's play some dodgeball. Hands in. One, two, three, juice!
Every show's ready.
Yes.
Lumberjacks ready. Dodgeball! Amber Joes has their work cut out for them facing these Lumberjacks in the second round. These woodsmen probably haven't even smelled a woman in 8 months.
Ooh. They must masturbate a lot, Cotton.
They hit! You're up! Got him in the deer gut. And Amber Joes looking tough.
Steve hits a man in the audience.
Oh, now there's a souvenir for a lucky fan. Peter LeFleur nails him. That's all she wrote, folks. And Average Joes does some clear cutting of their own and moves on to the quarterfinals. Lobo Jim hoping to drop an A-bomb here on the kamikazes.
I don't know how they can play in diapers, Cotton. I never could.
Peekaboo! Oh, White Goodman employing his patented peekaboo style attack tells Suzuki Toyota Oshinawa, this is my dojo.
Oh! Is he gonna feel that tomorrow or what, Cotton? Right in his beak?
A relentless Globo Gym attack led by their Lilliputian leader, White Goodman.
It's gotta be the hair, Cotton. It's beautiful, feathered, and lethal. You just don't see it nowadays.
Ah! Oh! And Globo Gym says, Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, and freezes into the semifinals.
Average Joes be skills that kills.
Skills that kill ready. Average Joes ready.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgeball. Average Joes planning to play a hate skills that kills the inner city chap for 5 years straight. Skills might be looking past Average Joes, doing a little more dancing than dodgeballing out there.
They better chickity check themselves before they wreck themselves, Cotton.
Right you are, partner. Great catch. The floor, wheels, and fire. Got him. Winner, Average Joes. Average Joes, not blinded by the bling-bling, advances to the semifinal.
Globo Jim v. Las Vegas PD.
Globo Jim's making mincemeat of the Las Vegas Police Department. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah! Bullseye!
Winner! Globo
Jim!
Sportsmanship be darned. Robo Jim hands the Las Vegas Police Department a 187, and they're going to the finals.
Average Joes beat Flying Cougars.
The Poughkeepsie State Flying Cougars are all over Average Joes today. It just doesn't look good for them. The winner of this match goes on to face Globo Jim in the finals, and right now it's right in the testicles.
Ouch, talent population, you, bro!
Average Joes down to their final two players.
Come on!
Peter LaFleur can't hold on. He's got to sit out.
Time out! Bernie! Give up! Give up!
Time! Time is up!
It looks like the clock is about to strike midnight on this Cinderella story, turning Average Joes into the proverbial pumpkin.
I sure do like pumpkins, Cotton.
Patches to Gordon.
You ain't gonna be able to hit them. They're too good and you suck something off.
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Only shot is for you to get angry.
Roger that. Okay.
All right, hands in. One, two, three,
Joes!
You've got to get angry. Get angry now!
Gordon Pibb alone facing five Cougars. It's all over but the crying. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye.
A simpering Gordon waves at his bespectacled children and snaps when he sees his mail-order wife flirting with another man.
Dodgeball!
And let the dodgeball slaughter begin. Good deflection there.
Go, you crazy son of a bitch! Go!
He's on the warpath! Yeah! Oh, my God, incredible! It's one-on-one! I can't believe it!
It's just not believable, Cotton.
$50,000.
That'll buy you one heck of a blumpkin.
Right you are, Ben. To be honest, folks, I never would have dreamed it possible. But with seven-time ADAA All-Star Patches O'Houlihan at the helm, I guess it must be the luck of the Irish.
A suspended sign reads the luck of the Irish bar and grill.
Tomorrow we're gonna pecker slap those Globo Jim bastards.
Yeah! You really think we can beat Globo Jim, Pete?
As long as we got Patches, we got a shot.
The sign comes crashing down on Patches, killing him instantly.
Oh my God.
Well, that's probably the way he would have wanted to go.
What?
Guys, what are we gonna do without Patches?
We're gonna get our taints handed to us, that's what.
What's a taint? I don't know. Sounds bad.
Maybe you should go say something to the guys.
Yeah. They don't really make a... Sorry, your dodgeball coach just got crushed by 2 tons of irony Hallmark card. I'll be right back.
A shadowy figure waits for Peter in his hotel room.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca, Pedro?
What?
We're opening a new Globo gym in Mexico City. I've been boning up on my Spanish.
Michelle emerges from the bathroom.
Michelle was having some digestive problems. I hope you don't mind.
Will you shut that? For all of us, babe.
So that's the deal. I give you $100,000. You sign over the deed to your gym. Period. Endo story.
You really think you can come in here and buy me out, White? You're a lot dumber than I thought.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once. Look, Peter, I know what it's like. Really, I mean, for all our blustery back and forth, we're really pretty much the same guy. We're both leaders. And I like what you've done with the gym over there, really. I love the whole, I'm not okay, you're not okay, but that's okay thing you got going. You can be fat as long as you're happy on the inside. It's great, it works. And they love you. Whoo, do they love you. You're their Fonzie, Pete. Hey, right? But do you really think it's fair for them to put all that pressure on you? All the time? Looking to you to solve their every problem? I mean, come on. I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you. You're heading for a fall, Pete. Sooner or later, Average Joe's is gonna close. And when it does, they're gonna blame you. I don't know if you've ever seen $100,000, except maybe in the movies. But I assure you, something gets lost in the translation.
A wad of $1,000 bills in a case.
Money. $100,000. Dodgeball game. Take the money. Invest it in something. Give it to charity, I don't care.
White slips a contract, clipboard and pen onto the table in front of him.
Just sign the contract.
Peter gapes. Owing to the team drinking in the hotel bar.
Come on, guys. Well, we got Peter.
And they got guys named Laser and Blazer and Taser and all kinds of Azers.
Gar, Steve's gotta go drain the sea monster.
Here you go, guys. Justin, your virgin daiquiri.
Thanks, Miss Veach.
Gordon?
Have nothing for me.
Dwight says we're gonna get killed out there. What do you think, Peter?
Let's not talk about tomorrow.
Well, what are we gonna do, Pete?
I don't know, Justin. It's a little complicated, isn't it?
But what do you think we should do?
Yeah, come on, tell us, Pete.
Come on, boss. What's the plan?
Yeah.
What do you guys want from me here? I don't have a plan for you. We're gonna play Globo Gym tomorrow, and we're probably gonna lose. It's the truth. The sooner you guys get that through your head, the easier this whole thing's gonna be.
Jesus. He didn't mean that. Is he being serious?
He's probably just stressed out.
I've never seen him like that.
Peter grabs hold of Steve.
Gar, Brady, where are you headed? Peter!
You are not a pirate.
And leaves through the staff exit. Steve is deeply shaken.
Okay, guys, let's get out of here and get some rest for tomorrow, right?
Owen watches Fran sidle up to the bar in a red tracksuit and decides to stick around.
Dwight, I'm gonna catch up with you guys later. I'm gonna go have a bathroom. Go to the drink. In the bathroom.
Whatever you do, wash your hands.
Owen smooths over his greasy quiff and makes his move.
Excuse me, miss. I was wondering if...
You're the one who stares at me. Why is this?
Because I think you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
You think I'm beautiful?
Yes.
You are not afraid of me.
No. Why?
I am in extreme state of arousal. Pleased to make sex all over my face.
Check, please. Room 304. When you say sex, what exactly do you mean?
A dejected Steve wanders the streets.
Watch it, freak.
He catches his image in a shop mirror and stares at himself sadly, pulls off his bandana and toys with his long tresses. Milkshake drips down his shirt. Owen and Fran in bed together.
No male has ever made me feel such things. What kind of sex was this?
Making love, baby. Making love.
Please to do it again from the backside.
Katie, bar the door, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the championship match here on ESPN 8 The Ocho. We've seen it all here, folks. Grit, determination, incontinence. And it's all come down to this, a Cinderella story. Average Joe's gymnasium hopes to drive their Vorpal Blade Snicker Snack deep into the heart of the dodgeball jabberwocky that is the Globo Gym Purple Cobras and walk away with $50,000 in stone-cold cash. Hello, everybody, and welcome to what you've all been waiting for, a David and Goliath story truer than the Bible itself. The championship dodgeball match here on ESPN 8, The Ocho.
Kate knocks on Peter's door.
Peter? Peter? Hello? Peter, Come on, everybody headed down.
She sees that his bed has been made, and a message on the TV screen reads, "You have successfully completed checkout." Dwight to Gordon.
So, what happens on a double fault?
Oh, on any double fault, you go to a sudden death elimination. It's continuation rule 113D.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, wait up.
As Justin bends down to tie up his shoe, Amber appears.
Justin! Oh, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Really? I mean, why? What's up?
Derek fell off the roller coaster and broke every bone in his body. He can't compete.
Oh my God, that's awful.
He was a center cubie with me. I mean, without the center cubie, we can't do our routine.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
You gotta do it.
What? No. I can't.
Oh please, you are the only one in Las Vegas who knows our routine.
I can't. I mean, I have the dodgeball championships at noon.
Oh, you'll be back in time, I promise.
She implores him with a silent please.
All right, I'll do it.
Yes! Okay!
I gotta tell the guys.
No time!
I gotta tell the guys!
No time!
Peter at the airport bar.
Average Joes are a 50-1 underdog here today. No one is giving them much of a chance. What do you think, Pep?
Cotton, hey, I spoke with White Goodman before today's match, and he told me that his team really wants to win this one.
Right you are, and a stage is set for Darwin's cruelest play to unfold. So don't go anywhere, folks. The Schadenfreude is about to begin.
I don't understand. Why would Peter leave?
Because he knows we're going to get killed out there. That's why.
Hey, that's not true. Okay, look, I don't know why Peter left, but we can do this without him. We're just going to have to figure it out. Owen, you'll have to play.
Okay, yeah.
Well, great. But we'll still be two players short. We're still missing the teenage love puppy and Steve the Pirate.
Who's Steve the Pirate?
The only guy on our team who dresses like a pirate.
Wait, there's a guy on our team dressed like a pirate?
National Cheerleading Championship.
And now, let's hear it for the West Davenport High School Charging Donkeys!
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 Justin lifts Amber into the Liberty Cross, spins her up into the air, and Cooley catches her for a stylish finish.
Oh, it was perfect! You were perfect.
Oh, God, I gotta go.
Wait, aren't you gonna stay for the trophy?
Sorry, Amber. Got my own trophy to win.
Amber looks dejected as Justin runs off. Suddenly, he hurries back to her and bends her backwards into a Valentino kiss. After coming up for air, they beam at each other.
Now I'm going.
White leads a cobra dance on court.
And here come the Globo Gym Purple Cobras, led by White Goodman. All business. We haven't seen Average Joe's yet. They still haven't made it to the court. It could be a psychological ploy, or perhaps something worse.
They're definitely not on the court, Cotton. Their absence is noticeable.
And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
A man joins Peter at the airport bar.
Can I get a bottle of water?
Aren't you Peter LaFleur?
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, that's me, but I'm a big fan of yours.
Really?
Yeah, I've been watching the dodgeball tournament on the Ocho. ESPN 8. I just can't get enough of it. But good luck in the tournament. I'm really pulling for you against those jerks from Globo Gym. I think you better hurry up or you're going to be late.
Actually, I decided to quit. Lance.
Quit? You know, once I was thinking about quitting when I was diagnosed with brain, lung, and testicular cancer all at the same time. But with the love and support of my friends and family, I got back on the bike and I won the Tour de France 5 times in a row. But I'm sure you have a good reason to quit. So what are you dying from that's keeping you from the finals?
Right now feels a little bit like shame.
Well, I guess if a person never quit when the going got tough, they wouldn't have anything to regret for the rest of their life. But good luck to you, Peter. I'm sure this decision won't haunt you forever.
Peter stares blankly at the bar. Dwight to Owen in the locker room.
Steve the Pirate, scurvy!
No, not ringing any bells.
Forget it, man.
Please, we'll play with 4 people. It's not an advantage. Can't you bend the rules just this once?
There's nothing I could do. Rules are rules. You don't have enough players.
Inform the committee and Mr. Goodman about Average Joe's forfeit.
Yes, sir.
Better luck next year.
Justin arrives.
Excuse me. Sorry I'm late. You won't believe what just happened to me, though. Hey, guys, what's up? You just in time to help us forfeit. Forfeit why?
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but... Yes, no, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
To the tournament floor we go for the scepter presentation from the Dodgeball Chancellor.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the power vested in me by our governing body, the American Dodgeball Association of America, and in concordance with our sponsors, Lumber Liquidators and Omaha Steaks, it gives me great pleasure to declare the winner of this year's Las Vegas International Tournament to be...
Wait! He's here!
Peter jogs sheepishly onto court.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. We're ready to play, Your Honor.
Too late, LaFleur. Your lovable band of losers already forfeited. The trophy and the money are mine.
Well, he's right. Your team is already forfeited. There's nothing you can do.
Woo-hoo! Facial, LaFleur! Total facial!
Woo! Actually, that's not true. That's not true. The tournament committee can overturn the chancellor's decision, that's you, sir, by a two-thirds vote.
No, he's right.
What?
He's right. Yeah, so it's a bylaw. It's a bylaw.
What's a bylaw?
Hang on a second here, folks. We might just have the championship game yet. Listen to this crowd.
It's clear what the crowd here wants, but the committee members have the final say. And it looks like they've come to a decision.
Joe's needs two yes votes to play. There's one thumbs up. Good news for Joe's.
Oh, please.
Let's see how our second judge votes.
Thank you for the sense.
Oh, tough sledding there. It's all even. Their fate hangs on the thumb of our final judge. Thumbs up! Average Joe's can play!
This beer poppycock! You can let them do that?
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, Captain, shake hands, and let's have a clean match!
Good luck, White.
White dodges the handshake.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur. Prepare to be humiliated on cable television.
Whatever.
Nice of you to show up.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
What?
I got a plan. Okay, guys, let's play smart. Wait for your two-on-ones. Hover closely for your pickups. What's our team motto?
Aim low.
That's right. All I'm asking is that you give it your best for patches. I say we go out there, we let it all hang loose, try to have some fun. I mean, it's only dodgeball, right? Put them in. One, two, three, go!
The two teams face each other across the length of the court. The sleek, posy lycra and high-tech sports padding of the Globo Gym Cobras versus the casual hanging silks of the Average Joes.
Globo Gym ready! Average Joes ready! Dodgeball!
And the championship match is underway. Average Joes versus the Globo Gym Goliath. Ooh, quick elimination there for Kate Veach. White Goodman's hit, that ball is up for grabs, and... It's caught!
That's a catch! You're out, LaFleur!
Peter LaFleur has got to sit down, and Joe's has lost their two best players early. White Baumgarten still playing hard. It's Michelle Jones right on the dome!
You're mine next time!
Tookus. 2-1 SA and Globo Gym is dominating.
Owen and Fran get lovey and are both eliminated.
Hey. You're out! You're
I don't know what that was all about, but it leaves Joe's on the wrong side of a 4-2 advantage. Joe's gets an elimination. It's 2-on-3.
Get out!
Gordo! Lose your temper, Gordo! Get mad!
White Goodman with a catch. Gordon Bibb goes out. Michelle Jones comes back in.
You're out. Four eyes.
Well, it's all up to Average Joe's youngest member. He's got to make a play here, Pepper.
Ah, word, Cotton.
Four cobras and one Joe. Even a rabid mongoose wouldn't have a chance now. Oh, nice dive. Oh, they're just toying with the young man now.
He's got to avoid getting hit here, Cotton. That's the key.
Justin, let's go, let's go!
Oh, wow, great guess. And another! Peter LaFleur comes back into the game. Just like that, a three-player swing. Joe's isn't done yet.
Justin! I love you!
I love you, too.
Joni loves Chachi.
Two players left on each side. What a match. What a sport. Throw out the rule book, folks. It's down and dirty now. Street dodgeball. Look out! The floor goes down. He's a sitting duck. How about that, folks? Kate Beach takes the dodgeball bullet for Peter LaFleur. Now that's sacrifice. As touching a moment as we've seen on the dodgeball court all tournament.
Oh! Hey!
A blatant cheap shot from White Goodman.
That's court misconduct! That's a warning! Oh, come on, give me a break!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Jesus. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It was an accident, come on! I thought she was in play!
Not a chance.
What, we're sweating like grease monkeys out here? I can't hold onto a ball.
Sorry, miss, but you're out. You gotta get off the court.
I gotta watch it, man.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Kick his ass.
Here comes the in-game restart.
Players to your positions.
Looks like it's going to be a two-on-one, a menage a trois of pain.
Usually you pay double for that kind of action, Cotton.
We're playing ready dodgeball. Balls are at your feet. Ready? Dodgeball!
It's a cat and mouse game, folks. Peter LaFleur has got to wait for his shot.
White gets Peter.
Oh my, Globo Jim wins a Cinderella story cast asunder. Average Joe's has come all this way for nothing, absolutely nothing.
They're not gonna get anything, Cotton.
No elimination, double fault. You stepped over the line on the throw, double fault. You gotta be out of your mind, that is the worst call that I have ever seen. I mean, I'm out here busting my butt and you come in here with a bush league call like that? That is total bull crap. ADAA continuation rule 113D, sir. Sudden death! All right, brilliant!
I don't believe it, folks. Sudden death. Well, let me tell you, a double fault final play elimination hasn't occurred since the Helsinki episode of 1919, and I think we all remember how that turned out. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to witness the greatest happening in sport. Sudden death dodgeball.
Pepper needs new shorts.
White, Peter, this is sudden death. Only striking an opposing player eliminates him. Catching the ball does nothing. Both feet must remain in the triangle at all times. You may throw any time after my call. Understood? Okay, let's have a clean match. Good luck, gentlemen.
This is it. La loser. You ready for the... Hurricane?
Just don't go crying to Mama when I spank you in front of all these people, White.
You don't go crying to your daddy after I wipe it up with your face.
Oh, White.
Yeah.
You look awful fat in those pants.
Players to your positions. Sudden death is all about gamesmanship, folks. Throw too early and you're defenseless. Throw too late and you're eliminated. Dilemma?
The name is dodgeball.
This sport doesn't build character, it reveals it.
F&A, Cotton, F&A!
Holding Patch's scarf.
Come on, talk to me.
Listen up, Crotchstain. Remember your training and trust your instincts. You can do it. I believe in you. Bye-bye.
Right. Players, turn and step in.
Each player waits by a stand with a skull and crossbones ball balanced upon the top. As White flutters his hand in readiness, Peter gathers in the folds of Patch's scarf and ties it around his head in a blindfold.
What the hell's he doing?
I don't know.
Get a load of this guy.
23 years of broadcasting, I thought I'd seen it all, folks, but it looks like Peter DeFleur has actually blindfolded himself.
Yeah, he will not be able to see very well, Cotton.
Peter stands as still as a martial arts master, as White's hand hovers impatiently over his ball.
Ready?
Dodgeball!
White dummies, then grabs his ball.
Woo-hoo-wee. Goodbye, Peter. I always knew you were weak. Air Goodman, coming at ya.
Peter dodges like a neo ninja and powers a shot into White's face that throws him to the floor.
Championship match.
Unbelievable!
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been to the Great Wall of China. I have seen the pyramids of Egypt. I've even witnessed a grown man satisfy a camel. But never in all my years as a sportscaster have I witnessed something as improbable, as impossible as what we've witnessed here today. The little team that could, Average Joe's Gymnasium, underdogs throughout, stand before us in Globe as true dodgeball champions.
On behalf of the American Dodgeball Association of America, it is my honor to present to you this check of $50,000.
Peter holds the massive check aloft for all to see.
What are you so happy about, LaFleur? None of this matters. You signed your gym over to me last night, remember? You lost, I won. Suck failure, freaks.
Peter, is that true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true I sold Average Joe's to White. It's true that every man has his price. And it's also true that money won is a lot sweeter than money earned.
Now he's a philosophizer.
Excuse us. Step aside, please.
A treasure chest.
Here are your winnings, Mr. LaFleur. Congratulations.
Right on time. I appreciate it. Thank you, boys.
What is it? Who is that? What winnings? What is that?
Gosh, I totally forgot to tell you. I took the $100,000 bribe that you gave me last night, and I put it on us to win. We were going off at 50 to 1. Anyone, top of your head, what's 50 times $100,000?
$50,000?
$5 million, Peter. Are you kidding me?
Oh, oh. Guys!
Oh. Oh. Holy cow!
Becky, thank you!
Holy cow!
Stick it in your ear, LaFleur. I wouldn't sell you your gym back for all of King Midas's silver. The gym is mine. So you can take your band of yellow-bellied losers and just crawl out of here.
Well, you're right. What I can't make you sell Average Joe's back to me, so I guess I'll just take your advice and invest in something. Say, the controlling stake of Globo Gym.
That's preposterous. I'd never allow it.
Globo Gym is a publicly traded company. There is nothing you can do about it.
So I would control Globo Gym and everything that Globo Gym owns, which, as of last night, is Average Joe's.
Average Joe's!
I'm your boss, right?
You give me my boss. Nobody's my boss. I'm my own boss. I created myself.
You fired him.
You can't do anything to me. You're going down, LaFleur! You're going down like a sweet muffin!
Another time!
You stop, LaFleur!
White grabs a kid's donut.
Give me that!
And stuffs it down. A clean cut Steve.
The blindfold was great.
Hey! Peter! Look, it's Steve the pirate.
Dressed like a college boy.
Wow. I just wanted to tell you that I thought about what you said. And I guess you're right. I'm not really a pirate.
I don't know, Steve. I mean, if you're not a pirate, who the hell am I gonna split all that buried treasure with?
Gar! Peter!
Gar, Steve. You.
They all embrace him. Kate to Peter.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Joyce? Kate, what are you doing here? I thought you were in Guam.
I got an earlier flight. I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
You are amazing.
Kate snogs Joyce.
I told you she was a lesbian.
Wow. Good call.
Hey, I'm not a lesbian.
You're not?
No. I'm bisexual.
Kate snogs Peter.
Oh, snap.
This is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Peter snogs Joyce. Then they all snog each other. A toi.
Way to go, Peter.
Nice, Pete. You're the man. Yeah.
Good times.
Fantastic. Raise us at the town.
I'm feeling lucky.
You know what I mean?
All right, everybody, smile big.
OSQ Magazine Average Joe's wins it all.
I'm Peter LaFleur, owner and operator of Average Joe's Gym. And I'm here to tell you, you're perfect just the way you are. But if you feel like losing a few pounds, getting healthier, and making some good friends in the process, then Joe's is the place for you. And don't forget that youth dodgeball classes are forming right now. So come on down and learn a great game the way it's supposed to be played. Right, kids?
An obese White Goodman slobs out in front of the TV chomping deep-fried chicken.
Spare me. I won that tournament. Fucking Chuck Norris.
The end.